This is episode 2361 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7 of our series this week. You are in the final episode of this week's series, To Conquer Your Hidden Fears. I honor you for participating in a series like this one. This has been a special series by request from your fellow meditators who struggle with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, during these times of uncertainty. I want to know how you're doing at the very final episode. I believe the final episode is one of the most important because in this episode and in every final episode of a series, I always guide you through a reflection meditation. I consider this such an important part of a series because it allows you to reflect on how you lived your life. What were your victories this week? When did you struggle? What caused it? When you begin to become aware of how you're living your life, you begin to notice patterns that you can improve upon, and also to celebrate yourself. So often we don't take this time to celebrate our wins. So I challenge you today to do something besides this meditation to celebrate. As you meditate today, you're going to be guided in this reflection meditation. And I want you to know that I'd love it if you'd let me know how you're enjoying the podcast. How did you enjoy this series? Share it with someone who's going through anxiety. And please let me know how you're doing, because I read every single rating and review, and I so appreciate your thoughts. So you can also reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram. You could send me a direct message there or an email to mary@sipandom.com. So there are many ways to reach out. I love hearing from you. And most of the series I create are from request by you. So, as you get ready to settle yourself down, I want to ask you, how are you doing on your challenge this week? Today is the final day of your challenge. Your challenge has been to notice the kinds of thoughts you think repetitively, especially the repetitive negative thoughts, and any actions you feel compelled to repeat, especially if you suffer from OCD. This will allow you to begin to break these unhealthy repetitive cycles and to do some healthier rituals instead, such as meditation. So I'm going to guide you as you reflect over your week. Now, I always recommend also in a final episode, if you can meditate outside, you could even do this as a walking meditation. That will allow you to engage all your senses. And throughout this series, I shared with you how one great way to ground yourself when you're feeling anxious, or especially if you suffer from OCD and you're in that moment where you're feeling this compulsion, stop and engage your senses. Listen, look, touch, feel. This is going to help ground you. So as you meditate, maybe as a walking meditation outdoors, maybe seated outdoors, or maybe you're inside because it's not so safe to go outside, do the best you can. sit up straight, and even if you're walking, close your eyes, slightly elevate them upwards. Begin to notice where in your body you feel tension today. Notice what may have triggered that tension today. Know it's okay to have these emotions that may be painful or spiral your mood downward. It's okay. Be present with yourself in your pain. Begin to notice your breath with each inhale and exhale through your nose. And feel as though your breath is moving in waves up through your body, all the way to the crown of your head, in one beautiful, soothing wave. And as you exhale, feel as though your breath is moving downward, cleansing and nourishing you. Inhale and exhale in a wave. Now reflect on this past week. Reflect on the times this week when you noticed yourself manage anxiety, doubt, fear. Celebrate these victories. They are well earned. Focus on them often. Remind yourself that you are able to manage your emotions that are difficult sometimes. Feel strong and secure in yourself. Notice what a difference it made when you were able to manage fears, even for a short time. Now, as you reflect on your week, notice the lessons the week brought to you. No shame or blame, simply awareness. How did you live your life this week? Reflect on the times when you faced difficulty calming anxiety or soothing yourself. Notice if you were hungry or tired or feeling rushed during these times. Notice ways you could take better care of yourself. Honor these times as great lessons that help you as you evolve, as you continuously evolve on your journey. Think about what you would do differently next time. Celebrate this realization. Continue to sit in stillness allowing time for yourself to simply be as you sit in stillness. This is your reward for all you're doing for yourself. You are so worth slowing down for.